No, let me say this. Anything outwardly, it's just a dress up. And if we're not careful, it can be a facade. Because what it does, it manipulates people to make you think you're someone that you're really not. But if you learn to tap into who you are, it would override the Louis, the Gucci, the Ralphs. It would override all of those things. It's nothing wrong with having them, but don't let that solidify that's who you are. I just determined, I'm just determined that I'm going to be the best version of God, who I'm supposed to be. I'm so sorry that I didn't know who I was up until he saved me. I just want to speak life over you right now. I want to speak encouragement over you right now. That you be the best version of yourself. That your paycheck does not solidify who you are. That the attire you have on is not who you are. What you drive and don't drive is not based on who you are. What your education does not determine who you are. That's all the world stands. But God has a standard of his own. He tells me I am an heir. Understand what an heir means. And a joint heir with Christ. Meaning that I have inheritance. The God Almighty. You and I are supposed to dominate. We're supposed to be dominion. For a moment, okay, you took the approach of being in someone's tail, but now you woke up. I am the head. I'm no longer no one's tail. If you were, stop it. You are living beneath your means at that point. I think the challenge is for a lot of us, we ain't stepping our rightful place, or we ain't stepping into our rightful position. But the other issue is that we're waiting for somebody who we hold in high esteem to put us there. Can you be bold enough to step into your own ground and say, this is my ground, and I'm walking in my own power? You waiting for a promotion on a job so you could be somebody, but when you're out in the streets, no one knows that promotion. That's why you and I got to be the best version of ourselves. If you're not a business owner, then pretend. They believe that you are. I'm just using it as an example if that's what you believe in God for. You don't wait till you get there to come. You practice. So yet again, I speak life over every last one of you all. That you are more than what meets the eye. Now, I hate that term, the haves and the have-nots. We all have. When you find out who the glory of God is, you got. You got everything when you need. And I'm gonna tell you something, the secret is in the word. If we learn to get up in it, open up heaven's policies, we'll find out that we got benefits that we haven't tapped into yet. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. Why am I blessed? Not because I'm sick, because I told myself I was. I don't need you to tell me I'm blessed. I'm walking in. I'm walking in my power. Say that with me. I am walking in my power. I am walking in my anointing. In the Hebrew, it means Messiah. And who's the Messiah? Your Lord, your Jesus, the Christ. He already appointed you. What are you waiting for? To step into your power. You already got the power. You already been pregnant with destiny. You already been filled with his glory. I'm not waiting 2 weeks for that check to tell me who I am. What I'm hearing, though, I'm hearing you waiting for something for 2 weeks. God says, I can do it right now. Didn't 2 Chronicles you just read? How if you believe God, he will establish you. And if you believe his prophets, he will prosper you. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to wait for 2 weeks for the income to roll in. You don't have to wait for 2 weeks for the manifestation. The Lord says, I can do it right now. But you got to believe. When you believe, he can establish you. When you believe the prophets he sent you, then he can prosper you. You know what I'm saying? Say, believe the super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Say, believe the God, the Lord. You notice he didn't say believe the spouse. Notice he didn't say believe in the significant other. Because some of us got so many titles in our brain, we idolize the title. You only idolize what you love the most. So therefore they become the God at that moment. But the problem is they can't establish. When you're talking about staff, you're like, oh, fuck you. We'll get you out. That no one can fuck you up because they say something you don't like. They are calling you something to eat than what God told you. If the Lord established you, why is somebody coming down the line and say something different? So what you did and what I'm doing, we are allowing people to uproot ourselves because of words. Words do not power. Or you do have power. Life and death is like we can't get power. But if it's not a belief, then it has no power. Oh, I love that. It only becomes power when you believe. Did you believe when I told you I love the first? You believe. So now it becomes power. But if I say anything outside of that love, because of power that I have, or the word that I have, it can throw her back. But if she don't remember who she was before I came into her life, it's a problem. Lord, I pray. Because I'm not the one who established it. Think about it. See, if you know it's funny, when somebody asks you, what do you want from now? You can't think about it. If you can't think about it right away, that means you really don't want it. Because it should already be right there. And somebody was to come and say, I have the money that you need for your business opportunity. How much money do you need? Can you give them an answer, right? Don't try to come up with the idea later. Because watch this, that means you wasn't practicing. That means you're already supposed to have an idea what you placed on paper, what you're going to need. This is how much it's going to take. And so what happens is, why do you think he told about write the thing and make it firm? The vision meaning your plan from A to Z. Don't worry about B to Y. That's the process. What I'm saying to somebody, If you just got all the plants here, it's just gonna stay right. You need to put it out on paper. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm believing God. This is what I think I'm going to be. This is what I'm expecting. And so if God comes with an individual, because you know God ain't just gonna open up the sky of heaven and open up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing, he's gonna use somebody. And so when he used that individual, they're gonna come and ask you what you need. You gotta be ready for an answer. And if you don't have an answer, that means you don't have nothing planned. I want you to get ready for what God wants to do for your life right now. Y'all can take this. Just in case you don't know, service already got started. Once I'm so confident at this point in my life that once I open my mouth, it's all focused. I don't need to wait for a prayer, do all the acknowledgement. Once I open my mouth, it's all focused. Why do you believe that, Pastor? Because I've been practicing for a long time. Practice makes perfect, but I'm not perfect. Awesome. But I practice, and who am I practicing on? When my energy goes down, I have to find ways to get myself where I need. Watch this, because I'm held accountable not only to my writing, but I'm held accountable to the people I'm speaking. Because one thing about God, you got to a point when I could not bring you anything less than the truth. So in other words, I have to make sure that I'm practicing to put our best foot forward for when I don't feel. Because it's not determined how I feel. It's determined on who I am. Here's what I love about someone already get blessed. They're like, I got you. Because then what happens is when the word goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return for a promise of that. If I make a deposit, I guarantee you I'll go. Why? Because I'm confident. Now, I'm going to go somewhere else. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 2. Whatever you do, whatever God has called you to do, and sometimes you don't even know God called you to do it, but you've been doing some of the things already. Whatever you love to do, that means that's God called you to do it. I'm going to help somebody real quick. If you love to do it, that means God called you to do it. If you love to do it, no matter what that is, if you love to do it, God called you to do it because you love to do it. But when you find out the kind of power you got to go with it, It takes you to the next level. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Let me start at 35. I'm going to be honest with you with this verse, and I really wasn't going to go there, but because the Holy Spirit just allowed me, just be the last one. He'll just like, let me get off your plan. Let me benefit to my people where I'm. That's when we got to get to the place and a point of our lives where we don't get in the way of God. Look what it says here. Hebrews chapter 35, 11 and 35. It says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. I believe this is what's happening because some people have been shaken up to this point. For whatever reason, somebody's been shaken their faith is shaken based on a person's or a thing or some influences have over you, your faith is shaken. So you and I can never be the best version of ourselves if our confidence is up and down like a seesaw. Here's, let me tell you about this. Stocks, they go up. Stocks, they go down, depending on what the Dow says. But let me tell you something about the word of the Lord. It always stays. Can I give you another hint? We can raise the word of the Lord standing when we believe. God Almighty. In other words, this word is just a word until we believe it, and it raises up the stock. But what happens is when people see that you're moving up, people want to find investing in it. Because people want to win. They don't want to lose. What happens is sometimes when people see something so far beyond, it's almost difficult for them to believe that they can be a part of something so grand. Because you're looking at you. You're too busy focusing on what's in your account. Not focusing on what's not in your account. Focus on what's in you. Cast not the emphasis. Therefore, cast not away your confidence, which has great reward. So it's telling me reward. If I have confidence, you need to tell me it has a reward with confidence. Have you ever heard that before? Think about this now. You're telling me my confidence comes with a reward. Usually they tell me good behavior comes with a reward. But you're telling me my confidence comes with a reward? Absolutely. What? Why do you say that? Because then this one. What do you say? Because I believe. And if I believe it, then God has to snatch. And if it's coming out of the mouth of a prophet, then sure enough, it shall pass. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Who has shaken you up? Which has great reward. For you have need of endurance. So now it tells us another issue. It's hot. You're exhausted. And typically when you feel that way, then your confidence will start lapsing. What happens is when any person who would tell you that they're great in their sport, I never forget, and some of you might not know, don't worry, I'll get you to do what I'm talking about. Game 6, 1998 playoff. They considered George having a flu game. His body was exhausted. Endurance said it, but because he saw the reward and something he'd done before, his confidence could have been shaken because the night before, now we got proof that someone had food for him. Or well, what it really was, he was probably over intoxicated the night before. So they had to clean it up with food for him. But even though it filtered over to the game, when it was time for game, it filtered over because of something he did the night before. Great as he is, he did something that could have turned another direction. That's why you and I must be very careful, great, far. You do not want to cheat the company of people who want to have you go in a different direction. Because when it's time for game day, somehow, some way, you're not who you're supposed to be. And then it comes to another question. Did they know what you were supposed to do? And they did it differently. Did they trick you out of your reward? Now, there's a certain thing that you can be overly confident. Maybe that was it. So sometimes you can be overly confident about things. You don't ever want to be too overconfident about anything. Just be confident. Don't be here, but don't go so far here. Be where you need to be. And so that game, it determined how he was going to finish it, because The rest of the players wasn't playing. And what happens is sometimes we are relying on people who are not caught up. What if they not have, what if they're not the best version of themselves that day? And you compromise the night before. So when it comes game day, now we're not where we need to be. So we're losing battles for no reason. Cast not away your confidence. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, for which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. The will of God. What is the will of God? That's an open and ending statement. There's no particular will. There's no particular way how we can determine what's the will of God. Well, we do know he wants to live open. We do know that much. And when he wants to live holy, then there's a standard that must be raised. That means I have to conform from being the old person that I was to the person that God wants me to be. Once you and I find out that will, then we need to get into the policy and the procedures. Find out your benefit package. Find out that who your Jesus was and what did he have to do to die. What did he have to endure to save you and I? He took on a punishment that wasn't meant for you. You see, the thing, Lord have mercy, let me get back. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, period. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Now, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he who's coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul hath no pleasure. So in other words, you and I start off in the race, and we start off this way. And so what happens is we get to halfway point, and we don't have the endurance we need to finish. So what happens, what we're doing, we're either going to stand there or we're going to go back. Back to where you started. Because obviously, the endurance can have a problem if you're not practicing. When you and I have to do when I walk with God, we have to get to a spiritual regimen. Now, everybody's regimen is different. What's going to take for you to meet your goals ain't going to take for me. So what I'm going to have to do, what you have to do, we have to determine what is it going to take for us to get to where we need to go. Now, at this juncture, if I got a special project that God wants me to work on, I can't have certain individuals in my life as I'm pursuing. Now I have to pick my starting five, who's going to help me get to my finish goal. Now, you can't pick everybody who's the same way, who likes you and don't like you. Sometimes you're going to have to pick people who are going to ruffle your feathers. Sometimes you're going to have to pick people who don't mind pushing you and telling you what you just done wasn't enough. Because if you want to pick all your body, you're not going nowhere. If you and I are going to get to a place, we're going to have to start picking certain people that may be opposing, that might be a threat. Wait, what? Let me say it this way. Who can do it better than you can? Lord, because when we are intimidated, we are afraid to pick people who can do things better than we can. Because we don't want them to shine. We want to shine. I'm okay, honestly. I'm okay if you can preach better than me. Don't forget. You might be a better preacher than me. That's fine. I'm not called to be a preacher. I'm called to be a pastor. Difference. Many people can out, some of you can out-preach me. That's cool. I'm okay with that. Preach, girl. Preach, boy. Do what the Lord has called you to do. But I have to pastor, which means I gotta marry this. I gotta lead this. Even when they don't feel like being. However great and how good you speak determine your goal or your outcome. But if I be consistent, be confident, and watch my glory, then I'm not gonna let people pull me out of crap to get me to convert where you go. You wanna go party? Go ahead. But I gotta stay here because I have an assignment and okay, everything I need to get me and the people over the finish. So that means what you're saying, Pastor, that means you and I are going to have to sacrifice some things we like to do. At least until we get close to our goal. Let's go back into Hebrews chapter. Therefore, do not cast away your heart. I'm about to start off well. Start off well. And do something wrong. To get us on course. Like words like, I don't love you. Words like, I don't think you'll be good for the phone. Words like, I can't stand it. Those type of enemies should not determine our confidence in God. Because he said over here, he has no pleasure in a soul that draws back. No pleasure. Listen to it. He has no pleasure in a soul. What's the soul? That soul is the one that determines which way we want to go. He has no pleasure in, do you know the word pleasure? He has no pleasure in that soul that want to go down. In other words, don't press the one. Press play. I'm fast forward. I don't have time to rewind. I don't have time going back over this circle. Haven't we been through this discussion before? If we're not where we need to be, then it's time to move forward. It is what it is. Because your reward is not predicated on the other person. Your reward is predicated on your confidence. He didn't say have confidence in yourself. You know, it left it open in the statement. Let's go back here. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which have great reward. No, you gotta understand who does the reward. Okay, let's visit another chapter here for a moment.
In the first one, the first good, there we go. Last, okay.
But without faith, it is impossible to please. For he who comes, God must be that Jesus. Look at this now. And that he is a what? Let's read this again. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Look, let's just stop right there. Must believe that he is. Let's just hold that door for a moment. Must believe that he is. You notice that it's capitalized? And that he what? Let's finish reading. And that he is a rewarder of those who what? Do you notice it says diligently? Meaning That's when the Endurance come in, seek him. And then he didn't he just says in Hebrews over in the 11th chapter, 10 and 27, he says, I have no pleasure in the soul that grows back. Cast not away your confidence. Do not cast away your confidence. For it has great recompense and reward. I mean, he pretty much was saying here that he is the rewarder. Who determined who is the rewarder? I'm telling you that your daddy is the reward. Not your boss, not your supervisor, not your significant other, not anybody on this earth can determine your reward. You and our reward comes from him, but it comes from diligently seeking him. Meaning that you and I don't get tired of serving him. Meaning, when somebody comes in your life, you don't go the opposite direction because he put them there to help you go forward, not to take you back. I don't know what it is, but it's the plus and minus things. It's something about when certain things come in our lives, it takes us back. But that was the very thing you asked for, so God get you there. Now get you there, you ready to go back. I think what happens then is when you get what you want, you don't want nothing from. You will go nothing. You do not want to go nothing from. You waste. But you will never be settled in your spirit until you meet the deadline that God placed in your life. You are always going to be disappointed within yourself because he put something in you and I or person that can never be fulfilled until we achieve that goal. Some people cool with the fishes below. That's them. But some of us are called to do greater things, to go to higher heights and deeper depths. If you're not meeting those terms, you're always going to be stressed out. You're always going to be depressed. You are always going to feel less than because you ain't fulfilling the mandate of the kingdom, which means you ain't walking in your power. You cool with just the standard. You cool with just being mediocre. That's all you see. That's why some people, those are church goers. They cool. I need a car. Oh, God give you the car. Now you stop coming to church. Now you stop serving because you got what you want. When a car breaks down, now you're crying. God, what you going to do? No, God says, what you didn't do. That's the problem. It wasn't the car that broke down. You broke down. Oh, man. Let me get this straight here, because we're so fickle. We only move by things. God says the reward ain't always faith. Sometimes it's spiritual gifts. The reward is not based on monetary things all the time. It could be God just increasing your dreams and making sure that he's seeing it come to pass in your life. Because we're so focused on the monetary thing that determines God is more than monetary. He's not just a genie. He's God. And he is a rewarder for them that diligently, you notice I didn't say sometimes, when I feel like it, when I ain't got no money, when I'm struggling with gas, he said, diligent, ongoing, consistent, no lapse. I'm tired, but I'm going to keep going. I'm tired, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing forward no matter what it takes. No matter how I get there, I'm going to get there. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it finish. I'm telling you, I don't care who is bad with me. You can be my friend today. Hit me tomorrow, but I'm going to get there with you or without you. My message is not determined on how I feel. It's about who I know. And I know he's a reporter for them that diligently seek him. When you get that from Patrick, it's in the policy. It's in the policy. You know what happens with some people? They get on the job, but they don't even know their politics until they get in trouble. Oh, God, I can set up awful. Do notice that sometimes we don't, HR don't even know us until we find ourselves in a situation. Then they have to give you the handbook. This is the policy. But why does it take that? Once you learn the policy, when you're in good standards, there's benefits in the policy. Oftentimes, I don't think we realize we're not even using our, we're not even maximizing our benefits. What do you know about? That was for attention. But the ultimate benefit is in this work. And he said he's a rewarder for them that diligent. But what he did say was, just don't cast away your confidence. Some translations says they have great recompense. But he said, I reward those who diligently seek me. Diligent. Wholehearted. I'm in it for the long haul. Not when I feel. Not when you don't answer my prayers. I love you no matter what. I'm excited about you, God, no matter what. I'm in this for the long haul, God. It ain't going to determine what you make me feel. I'm telling you, I'm in this for witness. I believe some of you don't even realize that God has put you to the test. He says, oh, I hear you. He says, he allows certain things to happen just to see how you were going to respond. It was going to determine, did you love him or did you really love him? Were you in it for yourself or were you in it for him? Everything God gives us is not just for us. It's for other people to see his glory in you. Because they're looking at you. How did you finish that with your little resources? But they didn't see God. They just saw your resources. Let me go back here. Let's go back to chapter 10, verse 35. It says, cast not, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great. For you have need of a tool. So after that, you have done the will of God, that you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming, watch this, will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in it. My soul, he's talking about his. No pleasure in it. It's interesting, though, when it says, wait for it. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm going to tell you something. You get a moment. You see something that's happening. It's supposed to be more but I can understand for somebody who never experienced God, they don't care. So what God would have to do is show them something about them individually. But for one of some of you who experienced God, and you drawing back, and you back and forth, separate. Have you seen God, what God can do? Come back to chapter 2. Let me go to verse 2. It just leads to verse 3, which is what I wanted to touch on. Write the vision, make it plain on what? And they that run, who reads it? Verse 3, let's read together. For the vision is yet for what? Appointed time, but at the end it shall what? And at the end it will what? Know it what? What did he say to do? Because what? And what happens after that? Oh, well, look, let's reverse it. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. We just touched on it. We just touched on it. How is it that, it look, look, I mean, it just can't be a lie. These two individuals don't know each other. But there's some serious correlation here. He says, but at the end, I'm gonna read the B clause of verse 3. But at the end, it will speak and it would not lie. It would not lie. It would, he may lie, but he won't lie. He may lie, but he won't lie. She may lie, but he won't lie. She may lie, but he won't lie. This is what happens when you put all your stock in the person you hurt. But they stop you down when they lie. Look. See, you know why you're upset with me? Some of y'all, because you believe in the lie. I can tell. I can tell when some people really put all their stock in an individual. Because they soul just go this and shrink. You are the power. Here, let me get here. The vision is there for a point in time. For a point in time. At the end, it will speak. Though it will not lie, though it tell. It's the part that is terrible. You endure it. Though it tell. What did he say? Wait for it. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. His faith. Exercise. You'll find when you get up at the point. Work for yourself. You don't have to go read self-help books. You can do it yourself. God Almighty. And you get in this work. You start encouraging yourself. I'm giving you a formula. You start speaking over yourself when you doubt, when you question, when you don't. What do you believe in God? I keep looking at you, and I'm like, what do you believe in God for? Obviously, there's something that he wants to do for you. Look at, and here's the thing. You are looking at what you don't have. Okay, I get that. But are you looking at what he has? Let me tell you something about the kingdom of God. Even if the earth is very special, heaven goes above that. Heaven don't have it. It's your own. If you believe in God, whatever that is, bring it. Go ahead. It's just not lying. Believe in your God. Now, believe in the Father. What you need is already done. If you don't check out. There's a point in our lives that we gotta learn how to separate. We have to learn how to put aside our flesh for our spiritual work. In other words, your flesh is never ever. Never ever. Don't look for it. That would lie. But your spirit already has a knowing. It already determined the outcome. What the Lord is saying, deposit in that. Put your thought in that. Don't put your thought in the flesh, because it's going to fail you. It's going to lie. It will tear, and it won't speak. I'm flipping it. But your spirit knows the outcome of what God wants to do in your life. You and I, we have to get to a place that we got to shut out the naysayers. We have to shut out what is not going our way. Everything doesn't go your way all the time. And maybe because it's not his way. God Almighty, Lord have mercy. If it's not his way, then it won't go your way. It has to be his way. And his way only for you to see a beautiful outcome. We're never going to, I don't care, man. I don't care. I do not care. We're never going to be better outcome. He has to be the determining factor whatever we pursue. I don't care who it is, what it is, what it promises you, and can or cannot do. Your promises are not predicated on that person. It is not predicated on the person's promises. It is not predicated on the person you love. It's predicated on him. I got to go a little deeper with some people because they still kind of like trying to figure this out. You navigate for no reason. It's like you're going against the current. You are making it worse than it should be. Swim with the Spirit of God. Don't swim against the current of God. I think hate for biblical sentence. And probably because we don't know the cause. We don't know what's in the handbook. If we start opening up his book and get up off our lazy spirit, we can get somewhere. But what happens is we are predicated on what that pastor said. Get in the word for yourself. Don't rely on the pastor to determine your outcome. Because what if he don't believe for you? What if they took a day off? You're in trouble. But I know somebody never took a day off. He never sleep nor slow. He never lacked return to his promise. And someday have them as slack. Let us say it tomorrow. Father God, we thank you for this word. We will not cast away our confidence. You have an confidence issue. I need to come here so I can pray with you. If you have a confidence issue, struggle in some sort of way, I need to come and pray with you. You need somebody to get it up, get you broke with all back. Whatever you do for me, that's what they want. I'm just going to pray with your confidence. This shit. Now, some people want to act like they don't know. You already back. I already see in the spirit. One thing you're not going to do, at least not here. I don't know what to do with other places, but you can't hide from me because I see. I don't need my glasses to see. I see. Cast not away your power. Lord has great recompense of reward. Great, 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 great. Some translations say great. Has great recompense of reward. You know what? Something about the Lord, what he says? He says the children's going to lead the way because some of you adults are afraid. Now, I guarantee you, some of your adults won't follow these children because they let them lead the way. You let them lead the way. That's why I love my children. I'm going to tell you something, man. That the children are special to me because they have a pure heart. They don't have no skin in the game. They're not worrying about what people want to say when they're not going to say. You know that? You know, children care less. They don't care what you say. They know they need something, they come. Children, man, they have such a pure place, pure noise. Some of our adults are so afraid. That's why we can't get to it. It's almost like sometimes the kids have to tell the adults, that's not right, mama. That is not right. They'll tell you the truth. And what you do is you want to spank them, shut their mouth. You hear this? No, they're not. God's speaking through them. Maybe you might want to listen. Because he said he don't have no pleasure in a proud soul. God Almighty. You ever want to know the truth? Listen to the chat. Child, they'll tell you real quickly, man. Some of them, let me get this way. Some of those will tell you you got hygiene problems, but the child will tell you quit. You might want to listen to that child because they're telling you the truth. They are saving you. It's like the children is saving us. But if you get in your brain and your mind, you're going to still be struggling because you're worrying about what other people think. Don't you want victory? Aren't you tired of losing? Aren't you tired of losing for no reason? I'm praying for people who are still with confidence issues. So I want everybody to close their eyes. I may still have some people here via Zoom. You're struggling with the confidence because something took place in your life. And so what? You draw back now. What happened to all that energy you had when you was laying hands on people, speaking life over people? All of a sudden, something happened for you to you. Now you want to draw back. I need everybody here to close their eyes because what I don't want to do is to put your pride aside. Put that proud spirit aside. If you're struggling with confidence, you need to be at this altar. And I'm not kidding. You need to be at this altar. I just want to pray with you. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to send you back on your merry way. But if you want to stay where you are, that's fine. But my soul, my heart is going out to you because soon I open my mouth, I see something you struggle. And the serious part about it wasn't even the children that I saw. But if you want to hide and you want to play and just kind of be on the back of the thing, that's what your problem is. Confidence, man, confidence. If I'm struggling with confidence, I don't want to sit in my endurance. And you know it takes endurance to come up here. You know, it's not easy to come up to an altar. It really, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not coming from a pastor standpoint. It is not easy coming before people. Because guess what? The truth of the matter was, I was one at that point. I used to sit there and the word of the Lord would come and I'd be like, I ain't getting up. I'm not getting up. I do not want people in my business. But watch this now. You already got people in your business because you're still where you are. People, you think people don't have a spiritual? They can see. What are you trying to hide? Stop being so proud, man. We got so many pretty proud people in the church. The worst place to be. I'm not going to let you keep me bound. I need to be free. I mean, you put too much confidence on the job. You put too much confidence in your spouse. You put too much confidence in your significant other. You put too much confidence in the car you drive. You put too much confidence in the income tax. Can I go any further? People get crazy when they get money. I don't know. I'm speaking right now to somebody, and the Lord knows they know what I'm speaking to. They're listening. You get a little crazy when you get a little money. You, nobody can find you. So your hand is out. What you need. Can we get to a place where we not always got our hand out and we got our hand up because we're giving somebody something, not because we're asking for something? Can we get to that place? Can we get to that place where we're starting to pray to God? God, this is what I need. No, God, what can I do for somebody else? Because you're taking yourself out of the equation, always about what you need. How about what somebody else needs? Do you know, to be honest with you, somebody right next to you having a great need? But because they're tired, they're going to sit there and they don't know God's going to give them a reward if they just come up there. Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. Do you know God got the answer for you? And I know specifically, but that person just going to stay still because of pride, because of pride. Don't let pride kill you. Your reward, man, is right here. I'm telling you, it's here. The confidence is you getting up out of your comfort zone. And getting out of your way. You're talking about a person who don't have to supply all the according to his riches and glory by Christ. Do you know what he's talking about? He's talking about a business owner. Oh, no, yes, we can't touch him. He owns a thousand cattle under him. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Minister, let me see. There's nothing broke about God. I'm hearing the Lord say, lean back to your own understanding. Trust him and acknowledge him and go your way. He will direct your path. Proverbs 4:5. Acknowledge him. And he would direct. God Almighty, I'm going to shake up some stuff in here because you got some proud people in here. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit just shake up all that proud spirit in this place. Get out, you proud spirit. You. Free up the people. The Lord says, whom the Son says free is free indeed. Get up out of your way and let the Lord do it. You think the Lord just want to bless you with the stuff? God says, I want to use you because this is a ministry tool to get somebody else to believe. Because they watch it. They know your situation. They know your history. They know what you don't have. But what they don't know, that's the part they miss. In other words, what I'm saying to you is an incomplete sentence without God. It's a comma without God. But it's a period if you come between God and you period. No. No one. Don't think. No. What happened? What I thought about yourself. So much confidence about yourself. And what happened is, it's like you let that person come in your life and strip that confidence from you. And you know what? They didn't do it all in one shot. What they did was they killed it one at a time. Watch this now. To the point that you didn't even know they was killing it. Isn't that amazing how sometimes you don't know what a person's doing and they're already gone. They left you with the bag. The devil doesn't come at one shot. It does it little by little by little. You don't do everything in one shot. Slow, slow. You don't need to take what you come. That's the deception he had about him. Well, greatest in his being. And he is the one. What do I do? Because, you know, I how do I get tunnel vision? How do I focus on where I need to be? How do I get people to believe in me? Because we're focusing on the wrong thing. Just do what the Lord tells you to do. Don't worry about what they believe in. Let God deal with them. You just let God finish it to you. I'm telling you, because sometimes people can get in your skin. They can ruffle your feathers. And you know, we gotta check ourselves. Okay, I'm not gonna let you. I gotta make sure I'm closing my eyes and focusing. What is the main goal? How do I keep my peace and my sanity? Even if I'm in a house with disruptive behaviors going on, how do I stay focused? Do you know? Can I tell you something? It's not more comfortable. But you know what's going on? Image. That solidifies more than you can put it forward. That means that something on the inside of you that can turn purpose. You know the altar is the most sacred space. It's supposed to be in the pool that the pastor's doing well. Be making sure this place is holy. That's supposed to be the most sacred place where no one can feel like they're being judged. Just that they can come up and feel. I'm going to pray. And by the time I get this audio in mind, by that point, you should be in a space where, you know what? This is like my start. Spice. The sacred heart, Lord God, pray that you will be alive. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and counts as the image. But we pray, God, to raise up this God. In case they come, it's Lord God, forgive me. Perhaps the saints, be sure to obey the Lord. I'm gonna have to say this, even in your own heart. I'm gonna have to say that he's gonna tell some of y'all, yo, the stuff that came, that's gone. That's not a punishment. That's not warrantful punishment. That's correction. These children might tell you about yourself when you ain't doing what you're supposed to. They're going to expose some stuff as well. I just thought about Eli, the priest. He didn't hold the standards in his priestly home. He let his two sons sleep around the Israelites and compromise gifts to the point the Lord told him, there will not be no offspring in your household. So God raised up a sample, a child, and he spoke to that child and he told him what he's going to do for Eli's house. The Lord is going to raise up you in this church with a pure heart. People who don't care, people don't have no nonsense, people ain't worried about what their person's think. God said, I'm raising them up. So I pray protection over these people. Jesus. Amen.